Morning Ireland exclusively revealed that the Lark Concert Hall in Balbriggan in North County Dublin has been voted the public's favourite building in the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland Awards. 20,000 people voted in the awards, which this year emphasised sustainability, including the reuse, repair and adaptation and retrofit of existing buildings. Sean Mahon is president of the RIAI. He joins me in studio now. Good morning, Sean. Why do you think the Lark came out on top?
Well, it's very interesting that this year's vote, we had a record vote of over 20,000, as you say. And all of the three shortlisted projects were all community buildings located in the heart of Irish towns, which was a first. And I think the Lark is a really good example of that. It is a new music facility and choral facility located right in the middle of Balbriggan. It's a building that obviously has been very much embraced by the public in Balbriggan and beyond, and it sits very well within the overall, framework and design of the local buildings in Balbriggan.
Was it a new build or was it a retrofit of an existing building?
It was a new building. It's a 400-seat concert hall, which is a very large volume of building, but it's concealed very well on the outside with the new space that sits very comfortably right beside a three-storey Georgian house building, which is integrated into the new facility and provides support services for the facility.
We'll talk about some of the runners-up, Castle Blaney Library and Market Square Regeneration. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that's another really good example of how, you know, a very high-quality extension to a very well-known historic building at the entrance to Hope Castle in Castle Blaney was developed to provide an extension to the library facilities for children, and also to create a large community space, an external space that the entire population of Castle Blaney and others can enjoy, leading down to the lovely Loch Mucknow in Castle Blaney.
What about Kinsale Library?
Kinsale is really unique because it was an old disused grain store in the middle of Kinsale that was transformed by Cork County Council architects to become a new library for Kinsale. And it is a really good example of adaptation and reuse of old derelict buildings, of which there are many around the country. And many of your listeners will know from their towns and villages that the ability to transform these buildings is something that could be... It's a great idea and great facility.
And as I say, this was the focus of this year's awards around sustainability and reuse. Construction obviously is a major source of emissions, so it's very important that sustainability is put to the fore. Is that actually happening? Are architects actually thinking in those terms, or is it still a bit of an add-on?
No, they're very much thinking in those terms, both in terms of not only moving on from carbon emissions, and all of our buildings now have very, very low carbon emissions, but we're focused very much on low embodied carbon in our new buildings and adaptation and reuse of existing buildings as well. And I think it goes beyond that too in terms of and the results today are a really good example of how, you know, to develop even sustainable communities for the future, that involves building towns or places to live, places to work and places to play for people in their own neighbourhoods. And that neighbourhood environment and the creation of a sustainable neighbourhood environment is all really part of the sustainable future for our society.
Is there potential for more of these kinds of buildings in towns and villages around the country?
Oh, there's huge potential. And I suppose the results today would give, great hope and inspiration to what might happen in other places. I would very much like to thank all of the people who have voted. But for those who want to see who haven't had an opportunity to see the shortlisted buildings, they are on the RIAI.ie website and will be for the next number of weeks.
You can see what made these buildings so popular. Sean Mahon, President of the RIAI, thank you very much for joining us.